Helicopters are busy in and around New Orleans. Today, they have dropped sandbags weighing 3,000 pounds over broken levees in an effort to plug leaks. The Coast Guard says more than 1,000 people have been rescued from rooftops. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports on how helicopters are helping anxious residents.
During normal life, you don't give much thought to the sound of a helicopter passing overhead. But here, in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, a helicopter is the most valuable means of transportation available. It doesn't matter how much money you have. The waiting list to rent a helicopter runs a dozen pages deep at every charter operation in southern Louisiana.
Well, it's just been extraordinarily busy. People that are going back and forth out there, the people that own properties, they're being very helpful, very cooperative. They all realize that we have a major catastrophe to deal with, and we're all going to work together and deal with it as quickly as we can.
Jerry Golden is the general manager of Rotocraft Leasing, and his 30 helicopters are running 16 hours a day.
Hard to describe what the day has been like for the last 2 or 3 days. It starts 5:30 in the morning, and it ends about 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night. Most of those people are the people that are calling, an awful lot of them at least, are people that are private individuals that are worried about family, friends, loved ones, stranded, don't know where they are, no contact, and they just want to go over into the New Orleans area and see if they can find anything out.
Golden has a major helicopter depot in a small town about 15 miles south of New Orleans called Venice. That is, he used to have a big operation there.
Everything down there in this Venice, Louisiana area is just inundated with water and boats, barges, shrimp boats, work boats, fish boats. They're all just scattered everywhere. Venice is gone. Venice is just not there anymore.
That's bad news for Peggy Lytell. She left her home in Venice the day before Katrina hit, and now she's a refugee at the Cajun Dome in Lafayette. But she's young and unbowed.
No, I'm going to start back over. I've been down there all my life. You lose it, you rebuild. It's all right. That's just something we got to deal with. That's home for me.
Lytell is joined by more than 2,000 fellow travelers in the Cajun Dome. One of them is 11-year-old Chazelle Ragas. She and her mother evacuated, but two of her uncles stayed behind. One uncle was rescued from the roof of her home before it collapsed when the levee gave way. The other uncle is gone. In a stream of consciousness, Chazelle explains why what happened happened.
Our uncle, he worked for the parish, and he had to stay down there. And my auntie and them told him that it was best for them to come with us. But they said last time when Ivan had came, they had stayed down there. And my tita had told them that they're not going to be lucky every time because, you know, we don't want nothing bad to happen.
But something bad did happen to Chazelle Ragas' uncle and to the city of New Orleans. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Lafayette, Louisiana.